USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is holding a rare weekend session as it tries to pass both a coronavirus stimulus bill and a general budget bill before a Sunday midnight deadline to fund the federal government. One of the issues still being negotiated in a COVID relief bill would be stimulus checks to most Americans. Senator Bill Cassidy said those are fine to include in the bill, but the Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that Congress should focus on helping out small businesses specifically.
The checks are okay, but the folks who are really hurting are the folks who are about to lose their business and laying off folks who otherwise would be employed. I say the best stimulus check is a paycheck. So I think there's a little bit of a different philosophy there. If we can, you know, if checks are part of the deal, they'll be part of the deal. I think Ron Johnson's point was, let's take care of the folks who are really hurting, the unemployed, the folks about to lose their business, and therefore folks about to lose their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced his pick to head the Department of the Interior, New Mexico Representative Deborah Haaland. If approved, she will become the first Native American to lead the Interior Department. In remarks Saturday, Haaland said she was humbled by the opportunity to serve in Biden's cabinet.
I'm proud to stand here on the ancestral homelands of the Lenape Tribal Nation. The President-elect and Vice President-elect are committed to a diverse cabinet, and I'm honored and humbled to accept their nomination for Secretary of the Interior. Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household made me fierce. My life has not been easy. I struggled with homelessness. I relied on food stamps and raised my child as a single mom. These struggles give me perspectives, though, so that I can help people to succeed.
Haaland also made history in 2018 when she joined Kansas Representative Charisse Davids as the first Native woman in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Two musical legends team up to release a song about their frustrations surrounding COVID lockdowns. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
A couple music legends joining forces to protest lockdown orders in Europe, Van Morrison and Eric Clapton releasing Stand and Deliver yesterday.
Stand and deliver. You let them put the fear on you.
Morrison has been releasing anti-lockdown songs since September. Clapton has called Morrison an inspiration for trying to save live music.
Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?
Clapton says we must stand up and be counted because we need to find a way out of this mess. He's worried live music may never recover. Proceeds from the song benefit musicians in Ireland and the UK struggling during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Championship weekend continues in college football as Ohio State claimed its fourth straight Big Ten title with a 22-10 win over Northwestern. Oklahoma turned Iowa State back 27-21 to give the Sooners their sixth straight Big 12 championship. On Friday, Oregon upset USC 31-24 to capture the Pac-12 title. UAB downed Marshall 22-13 to win the Conference USA crown, and Ball State beat Buffalo 38-28 to take the Mid-American Conference title. And Army clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy with a 10-7 victory Saturday over Air Force. It's the third time in 4 years that Army has claimed the trophy, awarded to the winner of the series of games among the three service academies with FBS programs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.